6 past 8 on a Thursday morning, not too far away. Jordan Lewis, and the retiring star from the Hawks and the D's down at Hobart this weekend against the Kangas to finish off his outstanding AFL career. Don't forget Michael Felgate from 8:30 on Racing Pulse, and never ever forget Gareth Hall from 10:30 on RSN Central, kicking off a big day of racing on RSN, which is great stuff. Speaking of great stuff, David Hussey's great stuff. We love his work, one of our all-time favourites from Australian cricket, Victorian cricket, and joins us in studio every now and then as well. And he's back again to talk cricket with us, the Melbourne Stars, and of course the Ashes. Huss, good morning.
Morning, Alf. Your introductions get better and better every year. Fantastic.
I appreciate the feedback. It's nice. I get a lot of abuse in other parts of my life, so this is good. It's nice to have you with us. Hey, I understand, Huss, that you were at Lord's for the second test, but you didn't actually see a ball get bowled.
Yes.
What the hell happened?
Turned up day one and the heavens open up and I end up seeing probably more champagne than any cricket ball's been bowled. But it was all, the English do it very well. They're very social and it was a wonderful day had, even though there was no cricket played.
Are you telling me that you went to Lord's for one day?
Well, yes. I was there for work. And
oh, come off it.
I was there for work, and then, yeah, one day, met with a few people, saw a lot too many Australians, and, headed home the very next day. So probably missed the best day of cricket going around on day two. But it's been a fascinating series thus far.
It's always nice when there's more champagne flowing than cricket balls, in my opinion, Huss. It's very nice. But what was the trip all about, mate? I noticed you were over there working with a former club of yours in Notts as well. It was a bit of a study tour.
A bit of a study tour, yeah. Notts were kind enough to invite me into to one of their games and just see how they go about preparing for a T20 match. And through Dan Christian and Peter Moores and Steve Mullaney and some of the older firm at Notts that I've sort of played a lot of cricket with, it was more of a humbling invite to come down and watch them play and prepare. And they do things a little bit differently than what we do at the Stars, but all in all, it was a good research trip.
Not bad.
Nice.
To just jag a little research trip over to England.
Hang on.
But I was just going to ask, Huss, this is rolling around very, very quickly, as it always does every year, the Big Bash, but you guys have got on the front foot and made some very good signings, probably the biggest in Nathan Coulter-Nile, who I think is a very good acquisition. He's going to be bowling very nicely at the MCG. But also, you've got a couple of young kids as well, Clint Hinchcliffe and Lance Morris. Tell us about Lance Morris.
So Lance Morris is a young WA, left-arm fast, quick. I'm not sure he knows exactly where they're going at all times.
That's okay.
He can scare a few batsmen, which is probably not the worst thing. But, he charges in from last year. All the boys don't really like facing him in the net. So he'll definitely get an opportunity to play this year, once or twice, three times, however he goes. But we'll ease him into the competition. And hopefully he does quite well. But most importantly, hopefully he has a bit of fun and can be around the Stars for many a year.
What about, back to England just briefly, with Jofra Archer. You've watched him in the Big Bash. Are you not surprised, but what he's doing to the Aussies and how big a factor he's become in this series?
Yeah, it's a good question, Scotty. T20 cricket is totally different to Test cricket or four-day cricket, what I'm accustomed to. But the way he's come in and kept his pace up throughout his 20-odd overs in the first innings and then I think he bowled 18 or 19 in the second innings was just phenomenal. A great effort. And his biggest test now is to see if he can back up only on short rest time at Leeds tonight, I guess. So the way he changed the momentum of the game and bowled fast, bowled short, and really tested the Australians' defensive skills and how to handle short pitch bowling, I thought was fascinating to see. And I think the Australians got their work cut out in handling that pace, that extreme pace and extreme bounce from a fuller length as well. This test coming up.
So we were talking before, Huss, about the way that the Australians, and not just the Australians, but Test cricketers and international cricketers play the short ball these days, and they take their eyes off it and they turn their heads into it and they've got no idea what's happening once they take their eyes off it. What are you as a coach teaching your players? You talk about the young fellow Lance Morris who bowls heat in the nets and no one wants to face him. Surely you're teaching them to watch the ball in the nets while they've got their lids on.
It's pretty simple, isn't it, the game? You just don't take your eye off the ball. I remember my father always used to say to me, and he knew nothing about cricket, he said, never ever take your eye off the ball. That's the first rule and the 10th rule. So, always keep your eye on the ball. But I think it's more of a technical thing. Just go slowly and just start off with some tennis balls and build a bit of confidence that you can actually watch the ball go past your eyes or relatively close to your head and just gain confidence that way. And then once you get confidence with the tennis balls, start quickening it up with some harder balls and then put the helmet on sort of thing. And then just, really watch it and develop that technique of ducking and evading the short ball. But most importantly, you never, ever take your eye off the ball.
So do you train that? Do you do that at the Stars?
Well, I haven't taken the reins as yet. I get the team on the 10th of December. When I was with Victoria, we used to have, maybe Hastur was there, I can't really recall. We used to have some really heavy hitting short pitch bowling, but mainly with tennis balls. I'd have a tennis racket and a table, and I'd sort of serve into this table and try and hit the batsman's or hit him in the head or the helmet, I guess I could say. And just sort of trying to develop a technique of avoiding avoiding the short ball, I guess, or ducking and weaving or swaying out the road of the short ball. But most importantly, never take your eye off the ball.
That's never nice.
Pretty solid rule, I reckon.
It is never nice.
Watch the Nari. Now, it's not coming at 150 clicks too many times at my head, but pretty solid rule, I reckon. Just on the confidence factor, I mean, Steve Smith clearly will have something to think about next time he's out there, and he's a unique man and an amazing cricketer and batsman, as we all know. But how big a blow would it be, do you think, to his confidence having that incident on the weekend?
Yeah, well, from actually being in that situation, not being hit in the neck per se, but I remember walking out to bat at the MCG and first ball just wasn't concentrating, wasn't switched on and didn't barely move, and the ball sort of reared up and hit me straight in the face guard. Not too dissimilar to Marnus Labuschagne's first ball to Jofra Archer. And I remember walking away thinking, oh no, this is not good, and what's going to happen next, and thought about all the negatives. And you actually just, you've got to try and switch off all those negative thoughts and just focus on the next ball coming down. And I remember thinking, the bowler's running in the bowl, oh dear, this is not good. You know, what's going to happen, sort of thing. And I was thinking to myself, like, right, come on, switch on. Like, this is it. Either switch on and take the game on, or just walk away right now. And I think I took the game on rather than going the other way. So to see Smith to come out and pull off this test or call off this test and focus on the next test, I think it'd be good. And he can really focus on getting his confidence back in the nets and just, like, even kid gloves, crawl before you can walk and just do some slow tennis ball, short balls, and just get your confidence up that way. So I think it'll stand him in good stead.
Huss, as I mentioned before, the Big Bash season is rolling around very, very quickly. 20th of December will be here in the space of no time. But have you enjoyed sort of getting the list together, getting your head around what you're actually going to do this year? How is it all shaping up?
Yeah, it's, have I enjoyed that? Not really, no. Fortunately, I've got a list manager which does all the negotiating with the managers, which is quite handy. But the planning and the preparation and strategy and figuring out how to play in certain venues, like we play, I think, 7 games at the MCG and 1 game in Maui. So figuring out how we want to play on those types of services, it's quite exciting. And I guess it's what gets me out of bed in the morning. But then got to figure out how to play at Optus Stadium in Perth, how to play at Adelaide Oval on a true batting wicket in Adelaide against the Strikers. And trying to plug holes, I guess, and trying to pick which players which will fit certain conditions. And I think you'll find this year will be a little bit of a change-up. There won't be that set structure of what we used to at the Stars. So, it's been exciting yet tiresome at the same time.
Well, you've got a very good one. You're speaking about conditions. Nathan Coulter and I will be a very, very good acquisition at the MCG, no doubt.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a good player, world-class, and I still hope that he's harbouring ambitions to still continue playing short form for Australia, because still got so much to offer. Three-dimensional player, not too dissimilar to yourself. I might try and use him as a bit of a pinch hitter role, you did against the Hobart Hurricanes and got 20 up about 3 balls. So we'll just see what happens there. But a great pickup, and hopefully he really enjoys himself and can provide some success for the Stars as well.
Well, that's what the Stars fans want after what happened last year. So close, but so far, Duke. I didn't want to bring it up, but I did. Sorry. Yeah. And just on, if you were Justin Langer, Would you be keeping that opening combination at the moment for the test tonight, or would you have made a change?
Yeah, it's a good one. If Steve Smith was playing, I would have made a change and probably put Marcus Harris into the top ahead of Cameron Bancroft. But now that there's already been one force change, I'd probably keep it exactly the same and just give him one more test. Playing from Lords to Leeds, it is chalk and cheese. So I think the openers probably deserve another chance, and less changes is probably more beneficial for the team going forward.
All right, that's good advice there from David Hussey. And just tell us before we let you go about the big red kidney walk. What's going on here?
Yeah, something I'm reasonably passionate about. I have a friend who's suffering from kidney disease, and he's on dialysis and been probably an ambassador to kidney health for about 7 or 8 years now. We've got a big kidney red walk around the Botanical Gardens on the 8th of September. So, 10 a.m. Register at bigkidneyhealthwalk.org.au. You can get that one out. Register, come online. We've got about 1.6 million people around Australia doing the walk. So it's all about raising awareness for kidney health. And it's a horrible disease, and you don't wish anybody to have it.
All right, fair enough, too. Well, you're doing a good thing there, Huss. You're doing a great thing with the Stars, and we look forward to catching up with you again on The Breakfast Club. Appreciate your time, buddy. Go well.
Pleasure. Before I go, Huff, you're one of the people that actually don't wear a helmet when they bat, so maybe we could get you wearing a helmet too going forward.
You know why I don't wear a helmet? Because I know that if anything comes at me, I need to get out of the way and watch the bloody ball, Huss. I'm not sitting there with safety hanging around my head. Or the other part of it...
You use the bat.
Or the other thing I do is you hit it for six, Huss.
Maybe you should be coaching the Stars and not me then.
If you want some help, I'm happy to come down and give you some support.
Well, you're on the red, aren't you? So I might have to transform me into the Stars, green.
Every man's got his price, Huss. Every man's got his price. Good on you, buddy. Go get him.
Cheers, boys. Enjoy your day.
David Hussey with us, a Victorian cricket legend, and these days coach of the Melbourne Stars, and doing the big red kidney walk.